proclamation number 8317 dated the November 1st, 1962. Fear and Misery. God's Intervention. Battle of Faith. You may take it for granted that you will soon enter the last stage before the end. For the signs will be noticeable which were predicted in word and scripture. However, under no circumstances will you be compelled to believe it, for every person is free to find his own explanation as to whether it corresponds to the truth or not. Yet the spiritually minded person knows that a period is coming to an end, and he also knows that a new one will start again, because countless spiritual beings shall still be redeemed which travel the path across earth partly in a constrained state and partly as free beings for the purpose of their return to God. Everything will take place in lawful order, both the disintegration of the creation as well as the reshaping of the earth, because God's plan of salvation has been predetermined for eternity. And due to your eternal God and Creator's immense grace, you humans who live in the last days are permitted to be informed of what lies ahead of you. You will be initiated into His plan of salvation if you want to know the truth about it, and therefore you may receive His word which in all truthfulness informs you of everything pertaining to the act of creation and deification. For it is not His will that you should experience the end in complete ignorance, because, if you just possess a small glimmer of realization, you will make an effort to fulfill the purpose of your earthly life, which entails that you will bring the act of deification to fruition in earthly life and thus reach your goal. However, it requires your free will to know the truth, and then you will also be able to believe everything that is conveyed to you humans through the Word of God from above. Then you will also find it credible that the end and a total transformation of the earth is near, for your spirit will explain much to you and all correlations will fall into place. And thus you will also be able to observe happenings in the world which will have alarming consequences for the whole of mankind. You will watch how people proceed against each other and the measures all participants take in order to assert their authority. You will get very frightened, for you humans will be threatened by an exterminatory war of immense proportions. There will be widespread fear which will only bypass the few who completely hand themselves over to their God and Creator, their Father of Eternity, and who therefore will be led out of every adversity. And His guidance will be truly remarkable, for He Himself will intervene. Yet, instead of diminishing, the tribulation will become much worse, for then people will be faced by and find themselves at the mercy of a natural disaster, a raging of elements, which cannot be humanly prevented, because it is the expression of that power which is in control of all forces and which the elements have to obey in accordance with its will. And this will be the dawning of a time which can truly be regarded as the greatest misery that has ever come across this earth, but which, again, will not be quite so severely felt by His own, because they may receive God's extraordinary help at all times. Yet those who are distant from their God and Creator, who do not believe in His love and wisdom, in His greater than great might, will have to suffer great hardship, because they won't call upon the one who can help them in their distress. They will not acknowledge Him and are still of the same opposing spirit as they were at the time of their apostasy from God, and thus they will return to the abyss again, from where they had already raised themselves with the help of God and just had to pass their last test of will in order to be completely redeemed from all guilt. For in the last days a brutal battle will erupt against Jesus Christ, whom you humans have to acknowledge as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, in whom God Himself became a human being, so that you can then enter the spiritual kingdom in a redeemed state. Yet God's adversary will declare war on all those who believe in him, and therefore everyone will have to publicly profess him before the world. And only those who have accepted his word which was transmitted to earth from above will be able to profess him, for they will recognize the truth and know who Jesus Christ was and why he has to be acknowledged, and they will remain faithful to him until the end and belong to those who will be carried away when the day of the end has come. The battle of faith will be the last test of endurance for you humans, but which you who know the truth will be able to pass. This is why God time and again conveys his word to earth, so that all people can partake of the truth in order to also uphold it before the world during the final battle of faith, for only the truth will provide them with the information about Jesus Christ, and only faith in him will give you the strength to persevere until the end, until he comes himself to fetch you into his kingdom. Amen.